Hey, Pants People. Just wanted to take a brief moment before the episode to say thanks for listening and thanks for being our friends. Enjoy.
One worthy of our attention. Now you see, it is customary for the Shrine of Storms to have, on staff, a guardian dog. One good pup from the world is chosen to be blessed by Druidic Awakening, a magical ritual that allows a beast the gift of humanoid sapience. This dog is entrained alongside the guards of the Shrine to protect the Shrine grounds and deflect any intrusions. These pups always grow to be proficient fighters, but none have ever reached the level of Akio. This Akita pup was brought to the Shrine soon after Ozu Shikatsu took up his role as keeper. As such, Akio was drained by the Storm Eye himself, giving way to some incredible abilities. Some say he has learned to enforce his very barks with a thunderous force, imbuing his blade with the element, which he grasps dangerously and adorably in his mouth. It's just precious. So if you are near the Shrine of Storms and you happen to see this armored good boy coming your way, give him a pat and a wave. And if you are thinking of committing any no good deeds, well, maybe think again.
Second episode of the night.
Second of the night, yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Baby. Here, I'll cheers to you.
Ooh, I just splashed a little bit of that beer on my laptop.
You open another beer, and I switch to rum.
Ooh.
We're going to get wild up in this shit.
Second episode here, and we're getting really wild. We're fighting doors, okay? Can you get wilder than that?
No,
maybe.
Yeah. Who'd have thunk it?
Maybe. So doors. Who's? What's the next court? What's going on next? What's happening? Got gluminaries in here.
Oh,
you got
no.
Picket fence.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait. Oh,
the
shit.
Chaise lounge.
You got it.
Oh, no.
Three chaise lounges. Flying out.
Wait. So then is the boss like the diamond sofa?
Yes. Yeah. The diamond chair.
The diamond chair.
The sapphire chair. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, us and our furniture.
I love how in between episodes you were like, yeah, surprised you guys didn't ask why the dog was talking.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, I'm a talking rabbit.
It's true.
I'm playing a talking rabbit.
But you're also a druid, so you would know the spell, Awakening. I love this spell because it's just anything can happen when you awaken a beast. You could have these zany creatures going around. It basically just takes a stat block, gives it a 10 intelligence. And from there, once again, I should tell you, Akio does have a sidekick stat block. It's actually one from Tasha's Hideous, no, Tasha's Cauldron and Everything. The other Tasha, other Tasha thing. It is the warrior stat block. So that's where you get a lot of those
super
abilities.
Cool.
Yeah, it's pretty cool stuff. I gave some extra stuff too because fun. I gave the
Boofing blade.
Because I wanted to embody. I kind of have this thing going on. You probably noticed where the disciples of Ozen all have an aspect of the storm. They
sure.
kind of represent Blanche being the wave, the crashing wave. And then Wrath kind of naturally became the wind like Zephyr
yeah.
Strike and just this whole vibe. So Thunder being Akio.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Dogs, they're thunderous.
I know. These doors are moving around a lot. I maybe could have used Booming Blade, but I mean, there's also something to be said for two attacks. So
yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
Just another tool in the tool belt.
And you also got those fancy grenades over there.
Yeah. There's two of them, right? Yeah.
Two of those guys. Because we're doing an action movie and I want to give you grenades.
Sunglasses.
Boom. Last time before we started, I embarrassed myself. There's not much time now, so I'm going to just share a very fast sentence of embarrassment, leave you all in the dark about anything.
What?
And we're just going to keep going.
Why are you electing to do this?
There's doors. You're about to fight these doors. Okay. Ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's do that. And by the way, once upon a time, Stephen tickled me so far. Stephen tickled me so much,
yeah.
I peed my pants.
Yeah.
Boom.
Yeah.
Hold on, I want to laugh about this
fight
for
now.
The next
no,
time.
No, we're
going
to fight now.
I'm going to laugh about this for
no,
the
we're
next
to fight
hour.
Now. Give me that Sirenscape. No, sorry.
How many doors are there now?
Give me that fantasy plus.
We're wearing khaki pants. Like, how embarrassing was it?
No. We're done. We're done with that.
I'm going to begrudgingly turn up this fader now.
Boom.
I would sooner forget that moment.
I peed my pants once long ago, but now it's time for you to pee your pants. As these fucking doors are staring you down. You're terrified.
And now there's 8 of them. Oh, goshness. Oh, God.
Okay, second
Whose
episode.
Whose turn is it?
It's actually the Doors' turn, not the band. The Doors.
Wait, didn't the Doors just go?
No, they moved, and I didn't actually attack yet.
Moved. They tried to move.
I wanted to be dramatic and end with them surrounding you. And then one of the guys got womp, so I didn't get to surround you very well.
Womp.
Exactly. Womp, womp, indeed. And now I'm going to womp, womp a you. Ooh. You know what I'm going to do this time?
What's that?
I'm going to take 2 attacks on Akio with flanking.
You bastard.
The door in front of Crispin. There's one door just before Crispin. Akio just sliced this one. It spins around. It's going to come at you, buddy.
You dare attack the puppy?
It actually misses. Crispin, your door goes overhead. You deflect it. Does not quite land. Now Akio's getting whopped on. Okay, with flanking, one of them will hit with a 19.
Okay.
No, wait, sorry. They'll both hit. Sorry, I look at the die value and didn't add anything to it except for the flanking bonus. Because I am on second episode energy. All
right.
So, yes, they're both going to hit. One is an 18, one is a something else.
Oh. To hit, not damage. I thought you were,
no, not damage.
I thought you were giving
no.
damage. I thought you were like, okay, I already know that they're going to hit. So here's the damage. The first one's 18.
All told, again, not the highest rolls. You can hear like maybe a quick like little puppy bark whimper as
asshole.
Bam, bam. He gets whomped on twice. Kind of. That's going to be 12 points of damage.
I'll kill you.
Holy shit.
A little rough. A little rough.
From a door?
On the pup.
Two doors.
Even double as bad.
Still, yeah. Fuck those doors.
Last door is now surrounded actually by Dresden and the clone, the Echo. Man. I'm going to roll a die and see who it hits. You know what? Yeah, roll a die.
You had to look like, I'm going to make you roll it.
You tell me who it hits.
Yeah, tell you what. I'll roll the die.
No.
Odds or evens for Dresden?
Odds.
Odds? I rolled evens. It's going to, what does that mean?
That means it's the Echo.
Oh, shit. Damn it. You're right. Why did I do it that way?
Sucks to be that door.
It does not hit the Echo anyway.
Excellent. That's the best possible outcome.
So it kind of swings in. It's already stopped by the Echo. And it kind of like struggles out to try to hit him. And it can't even. I think Echo Dresden just easily sort of parries it. It's trying to strike out, enraged by his. What's it called again? The feet?
Huh?
Sentinel. Enraged by his sentinel feet. It groans.
How do you
like
my
wood.
Sentinel feet, Thor?
It groans like a
saloon. Pick this up just today.
Why didn't they make those saloon doors? I mean, you wouldn't see saloon doors on a shrine, but God, I love saloon doors.
Yeah, you can't have saloon doors on a shrine.
Yeah. Someday we'll do Awakened Saloon Doors. I
wonder what if a saloon door comes waltzing out from around the corner.
What indeed?
What
Crispin.
Indeed? Crispin is going to stick with the shillelagh.
Oh.
And hope to finish off this door here that he is flanking with his old buddy Dresden.
Shit, where'd I put the damage again?
Dude, don't even.
I'll put them again?
Dude, are you serious? Oh, it's dead.
Yep.
It was dead. It was already dead.
Let's see if I hit it first. We'll deal with it then, I guess. Yeah, that's 22.
22? That will hit. Yeah.
8 damage.
This door is like you hit it again, and you just rip the entire like bottom half. It's like barely hanging on. This thing
no.
is like, it's like you see it kind of lowering, like the magic empowering is barely there, thread, but it's still, I mean, now you got these jagged edges looking at you, so it's still dangerous, but like barely together.
Okay. Let's see. Yeah, I can do this. Crispin is going to. Bonus action, rabbit hop.
Okay.
You can jump 15 feet without provoking opportunity attacks.
Nice.
Ooh, yeah.
So I'm going to use up one of those, and he's going to jump here behind Akita.
Akio.
Akio. Akio the Akita. Pardon me.
Okay, Harangon.
And that's the end of his turn.
Okay. You leap above the door, landing... Yeah, actually, I love this now because now you literally have the three-man triangle. Like, the camera pans Akio, Crispin, Dresden, Akio, Crispin, Dresden, kind of panning around the three, kind of standing back to back, arm, doors flying around them, a storm of doors. Hell yeah. That is badass. And we're going to Akio.
All right. Akio is going to take his first katana swing on this door here, who is...
Oh, you've done me a damage.
Close to dead.
I will do you too.
Let me double check. I think it's a plus 7.
Ralph.
Did you say Ralph?
Snarf.
That's cracked. I thought you said Ralph. It's cracked on 15, unfortunately. But...
Oh, baby.
What was that?
I mean, he just crit, but on the one who's like... almost dead.
It's 1 HP. You just okay. Tell me.
Wait,
tell me how
you didn't say it.
Yes, the Akita crit hit. He's not wearing pants. He's not wearing pants.
Maybe he just right there. Right there and then.
Well, does anyone have
a doggy bag?
Creative.
We need a doggy bag.
All right, that's
it. I'm not allowed to do this here. Upon the very shrine steps.
Bad dog.
No.
Dresden comes over, forces him to look at it.
No.
What did you do?
All right, then Akio is going to spin around and attack this door here to his right.
Hell yeah. So describe the kill on this first one. What's it look like when he destroys this thing utterly?
He turns his head sideways with the katana in his hand, and he splits the remainder of the door like a piece of firewood.
Yeah, just perfect. Sing. And it's almost like it looks normal at first. The sword goes through, and it just kind of bing,
yeah.
Points in half. Kujudu collapses, and he spins around the same movement, striking out at the door behind. This one just hit him. Both of them
14.
Hit
14.
14 hits.
Yeah, buddy. Let me double, triple check.
I believe this door has not been struck yet. This is the only one still in good shape. Kind of.
Ah. Ooh, max damage.
Ooh, nice.
12.
That's pretty good. This door's already looking pretty rough. One swift movement, a whirlwind. He slashes through one door, rips into the next one. Hell yeah. And that is going to be Dresden.
All right. We're going to go for two attacks again.
Okay.
Echo. 17 to hit.
17 hits.
The echo, then Dresden.
Roll your damage first.
Set that to the side because I already rolled it.
Yeah, you keep that.
That's 8.
What's it look like when the echo destroys this door?
Okay, I've been thinking about this for like the last 2 minutes.
Give it to us.
I bet he's thinking about other girls.
The echo.
The echo takes this door pick.
It takes the war pick.
Okay.
Smashes it directly into the center of the door.
Ooh.
Now this is all flavor. Mechanics are out the window right now.
Yeah.
He throws the door up into the air. When the door is high up in the air, does his sentinel freeze so he can't move.
It's a 3D sort of movie, so the door's like popping out in our glasses, and we're like, whoa!
And then Dresden commands his echo to teleport on top of the door.
Holy shit!
And the echo's on top of the door, and then drops it.
Surfs!
Slams it into the ground, and it shatters beneath him.
Okay.
You should have saved that for a crit.
I know, I should have, but I've been thinking about it for the last 2 minutes, and I want to just do it. I was hoping for a crit.
Some Legolas shit. I love
it's
it.
It's so fucking Dora, badass.
Boom, explodes into splinters.
This is an action movie.
Everywhere. It's an action movie.
We need splinters
now.
Everywhere.
Everywhere. They're in Steven's eyes. They're
coming
everywhere.
Out. They're coming through the 3D glasses. Yeah.
The whole theater's screaming. two doors down. Once again, I think that's a band.
Almost. Three doors down.
Okay. Well, not yet, Crispin. Because my turn.
It's your turn.
And two of them are going to hit you. Let's see here. I'm going to slide up to Dresden and Crispin here. No flanking. I can't get flanking here with the way you guys are. You have that perfect triangle. I cannot flank. Yeah. This is actually really cool.
Dresden gets a sentinel attack.
Because I went into his range.
Oh, shit.
You just went, so you have a reaction to that.
I'm paying attention.
No.
I'm paying attention.
It's not into range. It's when they attack.
I thought it was when it stepped into range.
No, it's when you attack.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Different feat.
Yeah.
I could have sworn. Oh, you know what?
Yeah.
You know what it is?
Oh, when you hit a creature, the only two I get are Guardian. Immediately after a creature within 5 feet of you takes the disengage action or hits a target other than me.
So oh, well, you could have done
I'm thinking of the like, combination with Polearm Master.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what I'm thinking of. Polearm Master gives you the when they
range. Well, there
have
been lots of those, too.
Yeah, I know. I'm still learning this, okay? it's not brain muscle memory yet.
Okay, so this thing is going to... It is going to attack you. Does that proc it, or does that have to be a creature within 5 feet?
No, it's somebody else.
Okay.
Yeah, a target other than me.
So, unfortunately, because I chose you and not Akio, no sentinel feet. I'm just going to womp you with a door.
Okay.
Maybe.
You will try.
It's 7.
Yeah, that hits.
Your full plate armor. It just literally just, it comes up, like wants to chest check you and kind of bounces off your armor. This door's not doing anything. Shutters. Okay. But Crispin.
Do you see me?
You're sparkling on that thing. Crispin, buddy.
Let's see.
Oh, man. Oh, I don't know. 23? Will that hit you? Will 23 hit you?
Yep.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah, it will.
Yep.
Still not great. Only 6 points of damage.
Okay.
But it's building up.
It is building up.
It's building up. But those are my doors. And that's going to be Crispin.
Man, I really just got to stick to my guns here. And by my guns, I mean Shillelagh. Crispin is going
I said those are the doors. That's another band. Sorry.
Yeah, I think you made that joke earlier.
No, I said 3 doors down, and I said, there's another one.
Nah, play it back.
What's the other band? It's in the door band.
The doors.
The doors.
Isn't that another door band?
The doors, I don't know. 3 doors down.
Maybe not. Damn.
6 doors from sunset.
it seems like there's only one direction into the shrine.
One direction,
let's
that's
just
a band.
Keep naming bands.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. Nice.
All right. I'm going to attack a door now. Crispin's going to attack this door here to his right. 10.
10.
Yeah, it does not hit.
I'm afraid that's... Hang on. No good Charlotte.
I feel like I should get damage for that. I feel like I should take damage for that, actually. Okay. All right. Wow, man. Just, it's the end of my lame turn.
It's a Keo.
Okay. He... Get it all out, buddy. Get it all out.
Did Steven get a shard in his AFI?
Stop his madness. Akio. Do I move and take the AOO? No, I really don't think it's worth it. The first... Katana attack will go to this one below him. That is a 16.
16 will hit my ACDC.
Hey, stop. That's 9 damage for the first attack.
Ooh, which door are you hitting again? I wasn't paying attention.
This one, you... You nerd.
Anybody ever wonders what second episode energy is? It's us fighting doors and saying random fucking bands.
They have to know by now.
I said 9 damage?
Mm-hmm.
That actually does finish this door.
Oh, thank goodness.
Hell yeah.
Thank goodness. He cuts the doorknob off, and that's like cutting its head off.
Don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Okay. Ping, now, ping. Now it is 3 doors down.
It's 3 doors down. Thank you.
Okay.
See?
All right. So I think we're going to get sued or something.
Probably, yeah. We're done.
So now,
it's the last episode.
Now he's going to attack the last door.
Oh.
Ah, so close to a crit. 18.
18.
On the dizzy.
Will hit. Will you finish it off, though? Will you finish this door?
Oh, max damage 12.
Nice.
Oh, describe your final kill. Dude. Started off cold, but Akio took down 3 of these doors.
Dude, yeah, he just cuts 2 doorknobs off in just like quick succession. Whoosh, whoosh. Or door handles, or
no,
whatever.
I love that. Yeah, the magic, the runes are in the actual like sort of, I think there's like rings maybe, and they just cut and just kind of fall off the door, lose its sort of animation, and just kind of boom, collapses sort of perfectly standing and just falls over to one side.
Hell yeah.
And you stand victorious.
For now.
For now.
For now. Let's cue up some in-between battle music.
I apologize. I did not realize the doors were part of the security. I know so little of what to expect. The shrine is dangerous. Elemental constructs I know have been woven into nearly every stone, every part of this thing. The storm in its center, at the place of wonder. It empowers it all. There is a chamber deep within, a chamber that holds a great treasure.
Were we taking elemental damage just then with the doors?
No, you were. You're good.
Okay.
You take half damage. You remembered half damage. Good. Glad you remember that. It was bludgeoning. But keep that in mind, because there may be...
Well, that's just for rage, right?
That's for if you rage, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was thinking of something else, too.
Interesting. What? What?
What? What?
You kind of peer in now. You can see where this courtyard you open into now stretches out. Let me open up some more of the map here. At the edge of your vision here, you see there's like a wall. There's some kind of tower at the very end of the... So right now, you're looking at this courtyard, right? Oh. From where the doors used to stand, these two openings, about almost 70 feet back, there is a set of steps that rises up into like some central tower. You can see this tower sort of wrapped around. There's a little sort of structure here, kind of like the high point of the shrine. And from inside, you can hear the chiming. The chimes of warnings going off, like echoing around everywhere here. You can see maybe like some sort of crystalline, something moving, animated inside. The courtyard itself is quite vast. They're looking into it. I said 70 feet to that, where it ends up in a wall. That looks like there's some stairs curving around the wall that lead down around where this thing rises and down to a lower area that likely meets where the sea touches. That the second larger chamber you can't quite make out from where you stand. But the space you're looking into now is about 70 feet by 90 feet. Very large, very open. I think you see, like, maybe there are weapon racks kind of along the sides where perhaps training has been done. Maybe some, like, training dummies even, like, on one side. But mostly it's just, like, it's a pretty vast open space. The tiles adorned with various sort of artwork depicting the aspects of a storm. Thunder and wave, rain and lightning. You look out into this place. You know you're about to touch ground that is... sacred ground that Blanche Trudeau would probably give anything to touch.
Yeah.
She used to live so close to this place and has never seen the inside.
Before we touch this sacred ground,
is that watercolor on those thick walls that we're seeing here on this map?
Dude, this Holy map. Holy shit. I didn't actually mention it, but yeah.
We have guys, a Rochelle map.
We have a Rochelle map. It's not fully open yet. You only saw a tiny piece of it until I just opened up more now. But this is Rochelle, once again, delivered something incredible. This map is not in the book. The Shrine of Stones exists, but there is no map for it or anything. And Rochelle really gave me something incredible to work with here. Yeah,
they should look Rochelle up because...
They really should.
Yeah.
It's amazing. Yes. Yeah. And once the whole thing is open, wait for you to see the whole thing, because like I'm seeing a picture so much more vast than yours and so much cooler.
Right. Yeah, we've got about half of it maybe at this point.
Yeah, like 40% of the shrine is open. Okay, up sure. Here. It's this one great chamber. You see, there's like some rooms off to the very in the far back here against this wall. There's two small, like it looks like structures jutting out from the walls, like two smaller houses. Or, you know, the like storage areas or something. They're only about 10 by 10, so they're pretty small. This place does not look to be somewhere, you know, people don't really live in here. It's just kind of this open, very, very...
Place to train.
Very sacred area, place to train, place to give gratitude towards the Turtle Sage, who, from what you know, is buried within here. And from what you really know, this is... The deeper inside of here must be the body of one of the Drakan, one who oversaw Umizu, one who died, and whose soul, this restless storm that lingers in his bones forever, rages somewhere deep within.
Do you think that Crispin can, like, not just know it, but feel it?
That's a good point. I forgot Crispin Dubois, right where you as you stand at the cusp of the shrine, your Umizu Drakan feat doubles. Its rate of chance of success.
Oh yeah, baby! I was thinking about using that.
You have times two
point.
Right now.
Wow!
Maybe it can get even higher if you get closer.
Okay, cool.
Miracle.
No pressure.
You've never been
no
able to
pressure.
Do this fully before. Not since that first time. You had a tiny sliver of a miracle appear, calling upon these things to like change the world around you, do things beyond the limits of mortal magic. Maybe you can do it again. Maybe you'll need to.
Okay. Let's see here. Before we move any further, I just want to think about if I want to do... I might do a little bit of healing for Accio. Let's see.
Where are the guards? Where are my allies? They should be everywhere. I hear no combat, do you?
It's too quiet.
It's far too quiet. What is happening inside?
One moment. Don't move,
Accio. No, I'm going on ahead again.
No. He just runs. That's 8 HP back for...
Ooh, okay.
Our guy.
Your guy.
So that's not back to full, but pretty close. Probably worth the first level spell slot. From here, Accio, where would you expect to find them? Are they deeper in the shrine, or...?
They must have gathered together to take on the threat, which means the threat appeared from somewhere deeper within. Perhaps the seawall. But I don't know how they got through. There's elemental protections out there.
Oh, so good thing we didn't go that way. I believe I asked you about that earlier.
They should have been forcibly drowned. Yes, I just remembered. I was there. I just was having a bone, and I was not paying attention.
So can Crispin use his rabbit senses to try and hear... If there's any battles going on further
I'd
in.
I'd love that. I'd like you to.
It's a 4 on the die.
Leoprine senses you get advantage on perception checks involving hearing. I believe that's how it goes, right? Am I wrong?
Well, didn't you say like a plus something?
Passive gets a +5
oh,
for advantage.
Okay,
yes.
Gotcha.
Anytime you have advantage on a skill.
It says you have proficiency with leoprine senses.
Oh, you get proficiency doubled or...
I mean,
interesting.
If it...
Okay.
When I click Leoprene Sense, it just says you have proficiency in the perception skill.
Weird. Okay, so you just can't get it automatically. Never mind then. You don't...
Yeah.
You don't know if there's humming in the ceiling.
Second roll was good, but no biggie.
Okay.
Okay.
And I told you about my quaking doors.
It didn't do any good.
Like right. The quaking doors.
When we do a rap career, the quaking doors.
The quaking doors. Dresden, what do you think? Do we continue in?
What else are we gonna do?
Wait, don't you have like a ridiculous passive perception anyway?
Yeah, it's 18.
Oh god.
You hear something like metal clanging, almost like a squeaking, grinding metal from somewhere beyond the wall, deeper within, but like you can't really make out much. 18's pretty good.
Okay,
never mind. I was going to say, is it worth rolling to see if we can get more, but...
I did roll earlier, though, and it doesn't
work
well.
Oh, yeah.
So Crispin hops back on to Accio.
Oh.
I can hear something deeper. Will you guide us there?
Of course, yes. We should proceed. Why are there two of you?
Looking at you, Dresden. There's an echo just, standing by you.
What is this?
Don't ask questions.
Ah!
Don't worry, he's not gonna hurt you.
Is he a bad dog?
Nah, he's a good dog.
You say that so casually.
Cat turns.
He's just me without a brain.
Okay, I didn't really prep a lot of buffs, so...
Is that what a dog is to you, then?
Sure.
It's kind of interesting. I almost like to think, I don't know why, there's made me think, that word, dog... It's probably one that Dresden's gotten so used to hearing for himself. Only bad connotations.
You're sick.
No, I'm thinking about all throughout your life, Samuel de Roche.
Come to me, dog.
Cerise, just, oh, it's the dog of my niece.
Did you get off on Cerilla? This?
No, just it's probably interesting. Yeah. I don't know. I just kicked that weird dot where I think maybe this may have come up before where someone referred to you as the dog of the LaRoche family or something.
It's not going to trigger Dresden to attack Akita.
I'm not going to attack this dog. Why would you do that?
What do you think about this being a doggy dog?
I'm just making weird backstory connects. You guys going in?
Let's go, Din! I tried to say in and deeper at the same time.
Go, Din.
Let's go, Din.
You step beyond the through the archway. That humming fills your ears still. Somewhere above you.
Sound like the... electricity running up on top of the walls there.
The walls do connect to the innermost sanctum. Perhaps the very thunder of what lies beyond. The very lightning courses through this entire building. Be wary, though. I fear there may be terrible things to come, yet it seems whatever defenses linger in this next chamber were not awoken if assailants had not come through here. You will not be recognized. They will activate for you.
Great. More doors, what you're telling me.
No, those are the only two doors in the entire map, actually. That's for reals.
That's just kind of cool. It's like Shinto architecture is usually based around not having a lot of doors, a lot of open structure, because, you know, the areas that are more safe for seals, it's kind of like a... Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Can you explain to me how this stuff activates?
By presence, it seems like. It's not... I think, like, that's what...
Like...
If you...
Like, sensors around them? Or, like, is there a certain distance, or...
Probably a distance, I would guess, if you get close enough to interact with it sort of thing. Kind of like, you know, I think that's what happened with the doors anyway.
Are you asking Akio?
Sure.
I know little of the defenses. The great conjurer who came and built them here, carved them into the very stones of the shrine. I believe the magic courses through every single chamber. Sensors nearly everywhere. I do not think it can be avoided. Should we tread upon the stone at all?
Carved into the stone. Do you know where the carvings are?
I believe beneath the tiles.
Ah, that's,
That is the conjurer's way.
Quite difficult for us, then, to disarm. I see no other way but to continue on. I only wish we had a rogue in our party to check for traps.
I have an echo.
Ah, Dresden has an echo.
I was already considering sending the echo to charge at the doors before we hit the doors as well.
I like that.
That would have been smart.
What am I going to do? If you do this,
there's still more doors.
There's still more doors.
Well, there's no more doors.
Can you pass me that beer?
This is a doorless shrine. Oh. You kill all the doors.
Okay, fine.
Ooh, thank you.
But yes, I'm going to send my echo out.
Okay. I'm going to roll a die.
Yeah, that was a good crack.
Because this is actually very interesting.
That was an action movie crack.
The echo is technically considered, rules as written, as an object, not a creature. Because of this, I think it's pretty up in the air whether or not the echo would be recognized.
You going to make me roll for it?
No, because I don't want you to know either way.
Okay, great.
Fuck.
Odds or evens on your on what you say, the echo will be recognized as a intruder. It will activate the defenses. But okay. This is kind of a weird thing here, because objects should not activate the defenses.
Sure.
The echo is a weird, magical sort of in-between.
That's the thing. The object is moving in a different way than an object would, even if it fell.
Well, so hold on. So what are we going to gain out of that? Even if the defenses activate...
They activate on the echo and not on you.
On the echo, yeah.
And then we just run by?
You'll have to battle, but they won't get any kind of opening.
Oh, okay,
you'll at least have a better positioning, probably.
We'll have better positioning, and we'll know what we're up against.
Odds or evens?
Yeah, we're going to stick with odds.
Okay. Sorry, I forgot I dice rolled out the entire last combat, didn't I?
Oh my god, you did.
I did. Shit, whoops, did not hear a single
David
dice roll.
David is using D&D Beyond dice.
I use Google Dice Roll for all my online games and a lot of home games, and I've been doing games every day this week, so
you
I just kind of
sick.
Yeah, forgot.
You know what? I'm not going to take the time to take a single die roll sound and place it into every time that you
roll. That would be literally insane.
Wait.
What?
Clickety clack. There it is. Put that in.
Just I will not.
Darn. All right. I'm going to roll this. Okay.
Well, we're going,
okay,
right?
Yeah. The echo's going out ahead of us.
The echo. Where are you staying as this happens, Dresden? You're still outside the room. Are you moving closer so the echo can go within 30 feet and just keep moving in?
Yes. I think we'll stay 30 feet behind.
We'll just continue to follow the echo until something happens.
Yeah.
30 feet is right there. You stand just before the archway, just inside this vast space. Just looking out, all you can hear is the ding-a-ling-a-ling chimes and barely, vaguely, something moving beyond them. The crashing waves, the echo. Does it make footsteps as it moves, or is it silent?
I like to think it's silent.
So it's just a silent form.
Almost kind of moving. Yeah, almost like it's just hovering over.
Moving.
Even the bottom of the legs or the feet are ethereal.
Oh. Ooh. That's cool. Moves 30 feet out. stops. Nothing happens.
I think we're just continuously following. We're 30 feet behind until something happens.
We're just going to keep going.
Okay.
We don't have a choice but to keep going.
Put the echo at the steps at the end, and I'll move you guys. You move side by side. This time there are the sounds of steps. Just sort of echoing, mingling with the ting-a-ling-a-ling of the chime, stepping, stepping, stepping. You're about 25, almost 30 feet into this open courtyard. When you feel at your back rising wind, your cloaks are blowing, billowing, your bandana crisping, your ears almost like trying to flap out of it. A cue. This must be it. Brace yourselves. Wind swirling 10 feet before you, it all kind of coalesced together. And this form begins to take shape.
Dude.
No. This must be the sword, NATO!
So stupid.
How dare you?
No, dude, but I have like the best thing for this, I think.
You see this wind elemental. This giant, like you're probably 10 feet tall, swirling creature of pure wind. You're just like pushing against it. It's like just blowing at your hair. Your long, Bucky Barnes hair.
My long, beautiful, sexy hair.
Yeah.
I think Bucky Barnes is pretty greasy, isn't he?
This thing.
Stupid greasy and sexy.
Roars out, and you see, like, suddenly jittering around the sides, on the edge of the courtyard on the weapon racks. You see a bunch of swords.
Oh,
bunch of katanas start flying out.
Oh, my
out,
God.
Entering the storm.
I have something to say.
What?
I think the Venn diagram between greasy and sexy, there is like a very, very small overlap.
And Dresden's in there.
And Dresden's in there.
Yeah, damn straight.
This
being, oh, there's four of them. Great.
Of howling wind and swirling, slashing swords stands before you. Dresden, your echo is 10 feet behind, spins around into combat form. The four of you, three of you, before this thing, brace yourselves against the wind and the blades. Roll for initiative.
Alrighty, right. 16 for Crispin. Oh, dirty 20 for a key.
Nice.
Accio.
That will be 14 for Dresden.
This is going to be fun. This is going to be a lot of fun. I'm doing some weird shit with this, with these stat blocks I'm working with here. The Swordnado goes first. This air elemental swords fling. And I'm going to use a certain ability this elemental has. And this is where people are going to start being like, David, you're... character.
Hold on, I have a question.
No.
Is this thing a creature?
Is an elemental? It is a creature, yes.
Okay.
All things that are not objects are creatures.
You're a creature.
Yeah, I'm going to use my whirlwind action. So let me tell you what this is all about. Every creature in my space must make a saving throw. On a failure, I can basically have this thing take damage, and I can fling things I held like away from me, basically. I can do damage to them if I want. I also do damage to things I hit. Basically, the way I'm doing this is I'm homebrewing this weird amalgamated creature where I can use my whirlwind ability, not so much on you. I can use it on the swords inside to fling them out in a preferred direction because the swords are animated and working with this thing and essentially make you make the save for when this thing strikes.
This is completely horrible.
Yeah, so basically it's basically an air elemental with some fun twist. And those twists are coming right at you, twisting through the air, blades sailing out. I'm going to launch one. I have four swords. I'm going to launch one, all four of you. One at the echo behind and three towards you. You see these things swirl and these swords that are just like spinning dangerous through the air all come flying towards all of you. And I need you all to make dexterity saving throws.
Shit. Oh, okay. I have a thing for that. Oh, man.
Ooh.
That's still not going to help, though.
Jeez.
What is it? I think I can add a d4 when I fail a dex save. Yeah, because I got a 2 on the die, plus 2 is only 4. When you fail a dex save, you can use a reaction to roll a d4. I'm going to save the reaction, I guess, because I don't think a d4 is going to help.
Okay.
Let me roll dog faces.
Dresden got a 12.
12, okay.
Wow. 6 for Accio.
Okay. Hell yeah. And Kristen's was what again?
Did you say 12?
Okay. Huh?
For the dex save?
Dresden got 12.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Crispin.
Oh, Crispin was like 4.
Okay, gotcha. Hell yeah.
It was so low I didn't even mention it.
You all fail. Wait, did you do the echo as well?
Oh, fuck.
One for the echo. I'll give it its own dex save. I don't know if that works that way, but I don't care.
Fuck. Natural 1.
Okie dokie. Nat 1 swordses.
Stop.
Here we go. The echo is gone. The sword, he spins around the fight, and the sword's already ripping, vanishes.
The horseshoe that fell off the door got caught up in the sword-nado.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. Right. He's like ready to dodge it, and then bing, kind of bounces off the echo's head, and then sword right through the chest, echo vanishes. Mine was better, but that's pretty good too.
No, yours was dumb.
Yeah. I'm with Steven on this one.
You're all taking damage now. 4 for Akio.
Okay.
6 for Crispin.
Okay.
8 for Dresden.
What?
Oh, yeah. Sword just rips in, gets right between some of your plates.
What?
Yeah. Nasty blighter. The sword.
That's the first damage you've taken.
What?
And now the swords.
I also had the highest roll.
Stand before you. Not quite high enough, it seems. So I'm going to move this sword. I'm going to move one like, kind of like off the side. The ones that strike it. Q and Crispin. The swords are now no longer within the Swordnado, but they hover dangerously in front of you.
Huh. Okay. Interesting.
And that's gonna be Crispin.
Man, you really just messed up my whole, like, thing, my whole plan.
Yeah.
Dude, I need a minute. Okay, so I'm guessing that was just slashing damage or something?
That was indeed slashing damage.
Okay, that's not super useful to me. Crap. Yeah, I need to wait. I'm going to prepare an action, I guess. Crispin is guessing that these blades are going to go back to the sword NATO. When they do, Crispin's going to cast a spell.
Okay. All right. I like that. I like that.
Yeah. I'm going to try something.
Okay, so you're just like, this cuts you, just kind of stops suddenly above in front of you, kind of like at an unguard sort of stance. You just kind of brace yourself. We see you
making some these are like, movements. They're like, they're animated?
They are animated swords.
Oh, okay. I thought they were just like items that are getting thrown.
A bad thought, though. I will say, I think because you had that idea, I think you see it like, it's like tugging, like it's planning to potentially move back, but they are also animated on their own, you see.
Okay, weird. All right. I guess I'm gonna take a risk and I'm gonna stick to that plan then.
Okay. Hell yeah. Moving on from Crispin, we have Akio. Same order as last time, actually.
Yeah, Akio is going to this time for sure cast Boofing Blade.
Oh, you see like this intake, sword in mouth, kind of, and like this force of thunder. And it comes out of the and wraps around the sword. This again, very similar to the Echo's Sentinel feat, just by air warping.
That is just a 13, though.
Fortunately, on a sword that will miss.
Great.
Tries to slice out the sword. Kind of spins out of the way. Like,
oh, this is so bad. This is so bad. That's all he's got, because the Boofing Blade was the whole action. So.
Yeah, it would have been, honestly, that would have been a really good move.
Yeah, I know.
If only you had buttons that you were not using.
I have them, but like, it's a plus 7. There's no sense in using a button on that.
More chambers to go as well. Kiwi kind of goes, why? Our adversaries are strong. Brace yourselves. Dresden.
All right, he's going to re-manifest his echo behind the beam.
Behind the air?
Yes.
So it will be like between the sword and the air, or probably off the side, just not
Yeah, a little to the side there.
Okay.
Can Dresden tell whether or not that like piercing damage would actually do anything?
Hmm. Very good. Good question.
That's a good question. Give me an Arcana check.
19.
Tythos had a problem with earth elementals. They would appear here and there in the mine, sort of off to the edge of the Tythos, as it was, as we know now, sort of connected to the elemental plane of earth. So I think Dresden's maybe dealt with elementals of some types before.
Okay.
You know that typically they would be very resistant to piercing, slashing, and bludgeoning, but you wield a weapon given to you from the pigman.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Marfil magic. If it's a magical attack that strikes at it, it will strike true.
Nice.
Oh, interesting.
Nice. Okay. So the Echo is going to attack.
Your Echo, I think, embodies your... it's almost like your weapon swapping kind of between the two. Mm-hmm. It's weird. It's almost like Dresden's inhabiting two points in space at one time.
Sure.
Like bending space around you. You're kind of like your shadow, your potential is there, and that potential energy becomes kinetic energy when you just appear in that space, strike, and then back to you. It's so weird and cool. 16 will hit.
All right, and then I'm going to take my second attack.
Ooh.
21.
That'll hit. Two clean strikes. You just stab into the very storm itself, and as your weapon penetrates, the magic sort of layer of magic kind of overcomes it. You kind of feel wind bursting out.
There's a split second that he thinks he's fine, and then realizes, oh, shit.
It's a moaning wind.
Didn't go all the way through. 16.
16 damage?
16 damage.
Hot dog. Good.
Hot dog.
Boom, boom. I want a burst of wind come out. This thing seems to lessen just a little bit. The force of the gust lightening up.
And then?
Still strong.
No, that's it. Okay. That's it. Yep.
Okay. With that is the swords who are going to each make an attack and then fly back towards the tornado.
God.
Oh, yeah. I have, again, let's just say one on each of you. The Echo reappeared. There's a sword behind it, kind of spins around, seeing it, strikes out.
Accio, oh, no, I'm not going to use my reaction because I'm going to save it for the AOL.
I shouldn't have told you that. Yeah, actually, Crispin kind of saw it sort of sliding backwards. I think you kind of, they almost have this way where they're sliding out, attacking. You can see they're already pulling back.
Sure.
Because they go to strike. So, yeah.
I mean, let's be real. It doesn't take, the context clues are there. A sword NATO that spits swords out, you kind of are going to imagine it's going to pick up ammo. You know what I mean? I think Accio is smart enough to pick that up as well.
11 on Crispin, 10
that's
on
a no
Accio.
Way. No, not
miss
not,
on
no
two of
neither.
Them? Oh, this
yeah,
is
thank
rough.
Goodness. That's great, actually.
God, 10 on the Echo? Come on. Give me a good roll here. Oh, not good enough. 16 for Dresden.
Oh,
so
hell no.
It's like you're ready now, and these swords kind of straight out, and you just kind of parry them, and they go to fly backwards. You can all take AOOs if you so desire, if you have a range.
Oh, of course.
But Crispin also has a spell ready. You don't need to do an AO. You could do a full spell if you want.
Well, so here's the thing. Am I doing the spell on the... At what point in time am I doing the spell? Am I doing the spell as the sword leaves my space, or once it reaches the... I want to harm the sword NATO, is what I'm telling you.
Oh, you want to hit the thing itself.
Well, I want to cast a spell on the sword, but not until it's in the sword NATO.
I don't know what you're talking about, but I'm really interested, and so fucking do it.
Okay,
great. I'm really curious what's going on here. I like this.
Okay, that's excellent. Let me do Accio's AOO first, and then we'll deal with my bullshit.
What is your bullshit? Okay.
Yeah, I think it's actually gonna be pretty cool. I'm actually really pleased that I prepped this because I didn't expect it to work out this well.
I'm so curious now.
17 for Accio.
Just hits.
Just hits, huh?
Uh-oh.
And that is a 9 for damage.
Okay.
So now, without mincing words, Crispin is going to cast Heat Metal.
Holy shit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Yeah. So this sword is going to...
Fuck, that's cool.
This sword is going to heat up, and any creature in physical contact with that object takes 2d8 fire damage.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Does a sword also take damage?
It just says any creature in physical contact with the object. So is the sword an object or a creature now that it's animated.
Ah.
It says choose a manufactured metal object, with this, which this sword clearly is, such as a metal weapon, for example.
I think it will hurt it.
It'll hurt the sword? Will it hurt the sword?
It'll burn away the inscription in the sword that will animate it, and that's how it will happen. So it'll do damage to the sword, and it will damage the sword NATO when it returns to it. It will do both, because that's a really, really cool idea.
Okay. All right. I guess I'll take it.
I think it's
I wonder
a creature,
what's going to happen after this.
It's a creature in contact with itself, so it would take damage. The sword
It's
would.
A creature in contact with
I think,
itself.
Right? It'd be kind of, I think it would be mean of me to say that your spell doesn't do damage to the sword because the sword isn't touching itself.
Sure.
That's weird.
Well, let me put this to you.
Yeah.
The last sentence of the first paragraph. Until the spell ends, you can use a bonus action on each of your subsequent turns to cause this damage again. So if this sword becomes unanimated and, like, you know, does not come back to the Swordnado, then I'm wasting the spell, I think.
I mean, you're doing damage to the sword, and you'll do a round of damage to the Swordnado as well. I'll give
just
you that.
A single, it's probably not going to come back, you think?
It might.
All right, I'll do 2d8 fire damage, and we'll see what happens, because fuck it. Just 7.
Okay, that's on the sword.
7 fire damage. Wait, just on the sword? I thought you said it was on the thing, too.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to be a different roll. Second roll.
Okay. So you're letting me do 48. Dude, I rolled
Ooh.
2 8s.
Ooh. Fuck yeah.
I rolled 2 8s.
Holy shit. Okay.
That's
All
16
right.
fire damage, buddy, on your sword NATO.
I'm going to get to what happens there. First, Dresden, did you make your AOL? Do you want to?
Shit, no, I didn't.
You also...
my echo is going to freeze one of them.
Okay.
No, that's not going to hit.
Okay.
Yeah.
You go to do that again. This thing, like, sort of wheezes around you, just barely kind of gliding above your pick as it goes and streaking across, I mean, just cutting a little bit of your long hair of the echo. Doesn't break the echo, though. Mm-hmm. That sword flies back into the Swordnado. Akio strikes it out and actually does a nice sort of solid blow. Ping! This metal sword spins around the air as it moves back towards the Swordnado. The one before you, Dresden, tries to swipe, doesn't quite land, flies back, entering it.
Oh, that's right. I have to hit the creature in order to freeze it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you, Crispin, you see this thing like strikes at you, it goes away, and maybe you just reach out one fuzzy paw, touching just the edge of it or something, just really cool, and you see the whole thing lights up immediately with this burning red glow as it fresh mm-hmm. from the forge, flying back. You see, like, it strikes into the flame, and just, like, this steamy kind of mist starts like sizzling out, blasting all around. This thing's moving. It's almost like carving pieces of the wind. It almost roars out as this is happening. You see that red glow spinning all around. That's really cool.
Hell yeah.
And I take archer damage. Yeah, that was a butt ton of damage on this thing already.
Quick side note.
Yeah.
I don't think I can use Halt on these things anyway. Because Halt says when you hit a creature...
They are creatures.
They're considered creatures.
They are objects that are creatures that are attached to themselves.
Okay. All right.
They're touching themselves.
You're a creature.
Just keep going, David.
But the doors were maybe not creatures. They might have been objects.
You're a creature.
Yeah, because I use an animated object spell. You know what? This is a weird distinction.
Whoops.
I don't know what's going on anymore. Hell yeah. Once again, it's time for the old Swordnado. Gentlemen, I need you all to make Dex saves. Again, one for each of you.
Dresden got a 13. And Echo, no.
Okay.
5.
16 for Crispin. And 14 for Akio.
Is it 16?
Yes.
Everyone except the Echo passes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Crispin's...
It's 13. It's 13. I got 12 last time.
Shut up.
And failed. It's 13.
Everybody yeah. but the Echo DC. Passes. I'm sorry. I thought you said everybody but the Echo fails, and I was like, 16.
Yeah.
That's high. Okay.
Yeah, no.
Which is sucks.
13 is the DC on it.
There's one that doesn't matter. Just like strikes you. Echo vanishes. Takes your bonus action away, but that's not that amazing.
Yeah.
Echo vanishes. The swords all launch it out. This one actually, the one hit the echo. Echo's right on it, so it just stays within. It's like it like, kind of shoots out, slashes, and kind of continues swirling within. Crisco flying back again. The one that's red hot flies right back towards you, Crispin. You weave out of the way that it tries to strike you all this time already. You dodge aside the swords. all miss, but linger again, taking up these battle stances, flying just before you, preparing to strike. But now we're going on to Crispin Dubois.
Okay, so here's the weird thing, is Crispin wants to use his bonus action to do the damage again, but not until this thing is back in contact with the Swordnado. But I guess I can't really, like, split my turn up, right? Like, I can't do an action now and then a bonus action later.
You could hold your turn. You could hold every turn until after the swords go.
Yeah, but if my action was going to be a melee attack, then that screws me a little bit.
I guess so, yeah.
It's
a tricksy one.
Gosh, and I can't move because then I'll... Oh, no, I won't. Well, I can't move through its space.
You could walk up and whack the tornado.
Yeah, I can't get through the tornado, though, because there's three spaces occupied by enemies in front of me.
If you wait till after, do your turn when they go back.
Sure. Okay, yeah, that's fine. Okay, Crispin will wait.
Okay. Crispin holds tight this thing, blade honed towards you, and you just kind of step back, once again, holding. Hell yeah, that's going to be Akio.
Hold on, what's the turn order again? What's the round, like the...
It's Crispin, Akio, Dresden, Swords, then Elemental.
David.
No, that was me. My battery's running low.
David.
I
thought you said you had 3 hours of battery life on that thing.
Hey, man, it's been a long night.
Swordnado, man. It's draining.
Okay, Akio is going to do another boofing blade on... Let's say the sword to the right here, not the one that's heated.
Hell yeah.
+7 to hit. Come on!
A 2
on the die?
Again, weaves. He's trained to fight swordsmen. He's not supposed to hit the sword part. That's not how you do that. So it's like against all of his animal instincts.
Not great, Akio.
Okay, Dresden.
Not great.
Thunder again. Your sword dissipates on the sword. It just goes against all of his instincts, all of his training.
Echo's coming back, same spot.
Yeah.
2 shots. First one was a 2. It's not going to hit. Second one was a 5 +7 for 12. I don't think that hits.
That does not hit.
No, it doesn't. Fuck.
To 2. This time it's like the wind is pushing against and your arm is going to push to the side. It's like trying so hard to deflect you.
I'm really hesitant to use this, but I'm going to use this.
Yes. Use a cool thing.
Action surge.
There we go.
Okay.
Take one additional action.
Okay.
So I forgot what we decided.
It's 2 attacks.
I do get 2 attacks because of action.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Sweet.
Yeah.
Here we go again.
You brace yourself. Echo steps down, plants into the wind, and just pushes against it, striking out again.
First one is a 4 on the die for an 11. The second one made the room a little smelly.
Ooh!
Because I crit my pants.
Oh, thank goodness.
Crit.
Thank goodness.
Crit gets caught up in the wind. Crit everywhere.
Just crit flying
splats
everywhere.
All over.
It gets caught up in the tornado.
All up in Crispin's fur. Gross.
Sorry, buddy.
Give me that crit damage.
12.
12 damage?
12 damage.
Hell yeah, you guys are carving this thing up pretty good.
So that's about 30, so that's 44 so far.
Against another, a solid, like it's you're holding against it, you're trying so hard, pushing, and you get one deep kind of impale, pushing deep in your arm, pushing deep into the storm. The wind's like carved around you. You just feel this blast of air all around you, and this thing just seems to diminish a great deal. Damn, that's cool. Hell yeah. Once again, it's time for the swords, the katanas flying before you. They're all going to make their attacks. Get these rolled real fast here. We have a 12 on the echo. A crit.
Ooh.
On Dresden.
Oh, fuck off.
Ooh, 22 on Crispin.
Jesus Yikes. Christ.
Now the rolls are coming.
What the hell?
And a nat 1 swordsism on Akio.
Oh, so the other guys don't hit then.
He flies out, the sword comes flying on Akio, and you see, like, as it's about to strike you, the horseshoe flies out, whacks the sword, it goes flying to the side. Takes 1 point of damage from the horseshoe. Bink. Hell yeah. Okay. So, let me roll some damage here. First on you, Dresden.
Hold on one sec. This is a new round. We have new reactions, right?
It depends on your... Akio did not use the reaction yet. Yeah, so he has a reaction now.
Okay. Then Akio is going to use his defender reaction.
Can you use that after you know the results of my attack?
The psychic can use his reaction to impose disadvantage on the attack roll of a creature within 5 feet of it whose target isn't the sidekick, provided the sidekick
target can see the attacker. Would imply before the attack strikes. Yes, because otherwise it's like re-rolling the attack versus disadvantage on the attack. So can't quite make that one. But you still have your reaction to AOL.
All right.
That is going to be, not crazy, 11 points of damage on you, Dresden. Not my best crit. Not my best. And actually only 5 points on Crispin.
Thank goodness.
Cuts the arm a little bit. Yeah, not the highest rolls. These things don't do much damage on their own. It's just death by 1,000 cuts. Excuse me. And with that, they fly back.
All right, and then Crispin wants to do his thing.
All right, do your thing, and give me your AOO attacks.
Oh, yeah, Crispin can take an AOO as a reaction, right? Yeah, that's a reaction, so it's not his...
Weirdly, you can't, because you stopped your turn in the turn order, which means you did not refresh your reaction.
God, that's so frustrating.
Yeah, I'm a rules lawyer. Hey, guess what, buddy?
That's so frustrating.
Actually, you can't do that.
Okay, well, I'll take Akio's, I guess. That's 11 for Akio, so I don't think so.
No. Strikes, misses. They all fly back.
I was gonna say, my echo's gone at this point, right?
No, it's
still
there.
Oh, no, I
did not hit your echo.
First one did not hit with a 4 on the die. Second one, I got a 10 on the die, plus 7 for 17.
Okay, only one would normally strike. You only get one reaction share between you.
Wait, where? Wait, what? Oh, right.
Oh, sorry, because you're doing two attacks. Yeah. So let's just do a fresh new roll. Since we had one miss, one hit, so I don't want to say, like, you know, the miss would be applied. Let's do one fresh new roll.
17.
That'll hit. That will just hit.
For 11.
Echo or Dresden? Who's hitting?
Well, Echo. Echo's the furthest away.
Okay, because you both can attack. If there's a sword on each of you, you can both attack one. In fact, actually, the Echo sword didn't move out of the sword, so it actually has to be Dresden.
All right, it'll be Dresden.
Do you want to stop this thing from going back in? The Sentinel. You hit it.
Yeah, fuck it.
Because it goes back in, and again, just like, I think your hand snaps out. You grab, and just this power wraps around it. Whew, it's frozen in space. Sound of thunder. It does not move. Yours stays in place. The rest all fly back. The burning sword touches again. Give me that damage for that burning sword.
9 damage on 2d8.
Okay. Again, that very rain. This thing's looking actually pretty rough.
But
as that...
Crispin still has his full action. That was a bonus action.
That's true. You have one
more
action.
He's going to somersault off of the back of Akio.
Lands a 4 of this thing.
And strike with his great club.
Okay.
Fucking crit my pants.
Nice.
Ooh, God, you just land here right before this thing. Crispin, ears spinning, flapping right before the storm and the swords, and you strike out.
13 points of damage.
Holy shit. It is still up.
Fuck,
you're
Jesus.
Standing there. This thing looks real bad. Swords whirling around you. And the swordnado is getting ready to strike again. No, wait. Hang on. Yes, I have an idea. Crispin stands before the swirling storm. The blade just barely missing your face. It's my turn. And the Swordnado is going to step forward and consume you.
Why did it do that now to Crispin and not to the Echo before?
And we'll call it there!